Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls, man, here on Eminem Live Radio. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you're having a great one. And I also hope you guys are tuned in and using that free TuneIn Radio app, you guys. Listen, it's absolutely and 110% free. Get it on your phone. Get it on your smartphone and or mobile device ASAP. I'm only telling you what you know. But first things first, let's get things jumping off. Holla at your girl. What's going on, Mia?
Holla at me, Misa. What's going on? Y'all, listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Now let's go ahead and get things started. All right, now of course you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now it's not just because it's close to the weekend, but it's because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to blow up, and trust me, I mean go all the way in, go ham,
yes,
on our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @king.david on Instagram.
Thanks so much for the love @king.david. Listen, #too many hashtags is our segment where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Now, Mia, we have 7 days in a week.
7 days.
A lot of things can happen within those 7 days.
A lot of things were popping off this week. A
lot of things were going up and going down throughout the week. So, of course, you know, we got to keep you on your toes, let you know what's been going on during #too many hashtags.
And this is the month where we have March Motivation on the show all month long, where we pride ourselves in being all motivational show to our audience, and we keep things all positive and we're open as we talk about things to better yourself, you know, with fitness, finances, and your faith, and so much more. So for March Motivation, you got to keep it locked right here.
And to go along with it all, Mia, today we are having a very, very special guest that has her Traptorial Beauty blog being featured everywhere and definitely keeping the ladies social on social media. So while you might see her beat her face with her stunning makeup look, she's not afraid to beat down negativity with some encouraging words, spreading to 365,000 followers just on Instagram.
And having her videos on Instagram itself having over 1 million views.
It's absolutely insane. And I'm so excited to talk to this girl right here. Beauty blogger Chelsea Worthy will be on the air. Do not go anywhere, y'all.
Do not go anywhere. But also, you got to keep it locked so you can join in on today's conversation. Listen, this has been a hot topic all for these past couple of weeks, the shootings and the gun violence situation. So we're asking this here on Eminem Live Radio. We're asking, what do you think should be the solution to preventing school shootings? Listen, speak your piece on Instagram and Twitter @MMLiveRadio. But make sure you add us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. But listen, y'all, we got to make a real quick shout out to our good friend Jamie Grace.
Woo-hoo.
She is engaged,
wow,
man. Going to be married very, very soon.
It is so funny because if you hear Jamie Grace talk, if you get a chance to meet her, it's so funny because she always makes jokes about her singleness.
Yeah.
She always makes jokes about how, you know, a guy hasn't come by to sweep her off her feet lately,
uh-huh,
or she hasn't found her Prince Charming. But it was just so amazing to actually see that she's found somebody and that they're actually going to, you know, get married, I think, in about a year or so.
No, actually, sooner than that. And she's actually invited everyone. It's an open invitation. Her,
wow,
fans, anyone can come out. So listen, if you want to go to Jamie Grace's wedding, all you got to do is RSVP. That's all you got to do. But listen, here's one of her songs. Here's Do Life Big. Then we got new music after that. Listen, keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yo, we're just there for Do It and Do Life Big. You see me?
I gotta slow down. Stop for a second. Take a look around. And I gotta take time.
Listen, man, you only get one life, so why would you do life small, you know?
Just go ahead and do it big.
That was Do Life Big by Jamie Grace. But Misa, I'm ready for some new music. How about you?
I'm in the mood for it.
Let's go ahead and do it. Hot Tracks off the rack. Brand new music from your favorite artist starts right now. Here's hot track number one. Here is Fed Up by Flame featuring V-Rose. Listen, keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Hot track number one.
Oh, here it goes.
Times I be chillin', heard 9 in my feelings. Cause people smile, look through your eyes, and act like they got your best interests. I'm just trying to stay out the way, though. Try to keep my head down. I be fed up, straight up, prayed up, like God, why? They lie, they lie, they lie. It ain't the same thing that you said to me. They lie, they lie, they lie. Now you gon' switch it up when you in front of your peeps. Hard for me to believe. All I did was show you grace. So hard for me to see. To see you show your other face. Man, listen. Manipulator, you play the victim. I'm so tired of your silly games. Guess that's just the way you're wired. I'm just shell shocked. Wasn't expecting friendly fire. Ooh, you better thank God that I practice self control. Ooh, you better thank God I got screenshots to show. Open the case up now. Man, I wish I would have recorded it. Open the case up now. Cause it is not the way you recorded it. Now I see you for who you are. Out the blue, you left me scarred. Before, but not no more. Used to be cool, now I do you more. I'm done.
Somebody, please open the case.
Open the case.
We may need to investigate.
Yeah.
Cause they never show it to us.
They never show.
I can't tell who is really fake and fed up.
How many of us got a real
Somebody
friend?
Called fed up.
Somebody riding to the real
end.
How many of us got a real friend?
So called fed up.
Keep it a buck, we'll keep it real then.
That was hot track number one for you, Fed Up by Flame featuring V-Rose, man. Make sure you guys go getting Flame's new album. He just dropped it, man. It is pure Flames all on it, man. It's called God Knows. Again, that was Fed Up by Flame featuring V-Rose. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen up, because I'm about to tell you what time it is right here, right now.
Tell
it's time for hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending. Trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, this segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Let's get into this one. Hashtag money cometh. I was always taught growing up in church to be in expectation to receive something out of the sermon that the pastor was speaking on that day, but never would I have ever expected to go into God's house for everyone to leave up to $1,000 richer, y'all. Members of a church in Plano, Texas got an unlikely blessing when walking into service one Sunday. The pastor was handing out checks to all families that showed up for service that day. In the envelopes, there were either $250, $500, or even $1,000. Now, with the gifts, the pastor asked a few things of the congregation that they were to first cash in the checks before Easter, and instead of sewing it back to the church, they would pay it forward and use the money to help others. So it's kind of like the pastor wanted to use the money or give it back first to the congregation, to everyone who decided to come up to church that day, and use the money as encouragement for his congregation to go out and do some great things to help other people. Judging from your face, I don't think you like that idea.
Okay, no, don't get me wrong. It sounds like a very great idea. Like, his intentions are pure, and I love that. What I'm thinking is the people who are going to get that money and go all the way down to, like, the mall and blow it on some new shoes or do, like, you know, for their own sake. That's my only concern, is that people are going to use it for the wrong reasons. Like, not the reason why the pastor wanted for them to use it.
That's true. Now, to be honest, realistically, what I have done, I would have definitely taken maybe, like, 100 or so for myself. You know, definitely if it was, like, 1,000, I would have just taken a small amount. And I would have, you know, tried to make sure I made my promise to the pastor and to the church and went out to go do some work and help others, whether it's somebody on the side of the road needing some money, just, you know, an older couple in front of me at the grocery store just taking care of their bill. It would have been something like that, but I don't think that I would have just spent the whole thing just, you know, bawling out on myself.
Who is this pastor's financial advisor? Because they got to be mad. Like, you just passing out money like it's just nothing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no, don't get me wrong. Like, he's, like I said, the reason to why he did it was great, but I'm just thinking, like, because everyone, like, everyone's motives aren't as, like, great and, like, positive as yours, and they'll probably use it to the reasons you might want for them to. It's, that's the only thing that concerns me, that is going, that half of the money will be going to, like, people's personal needs. You know what I'm saying?
But then again, I feel like, you know, you have to also look at the heart of the church and the heart of the pastor. Maybe God told him, I want for you to sow this amount of money. Because, you know, churches have budgets.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, they were going to give the money away anyway.
But to everybody?
Yeah. I mean, why not? That's encouraging other people to give the money to other charities, give it to other organizations, give it to somebody in need. I feel like there's nothing wrong. Even if you're the one in need,
at least
you were given some type of money.
So listen, everybody in the church ain't saved.
That's true.
So you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. You can't. That's the only reason why I'm like skeptical about it, is because I'm really looking at everyone in the church, like all of y'all. I mean, if all of y'all did, kudos to you. You know what I'm saying? But like, did all, every single one of you, like, look me in the eyes and tell me you used that money for somebody else?
But then again, God knows their heart.
I mean,
so
you're right.
We'll see.
You're right about that. He is the man upstairs.
Hashtag, what church is this?
Hashtag, I need to remember.
Hashtag, we should go visit.
Hashtag, and become a member.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, Women's Day switch up. In celebration of International Women's Day last week, KFC Malaysia replaced their iconic Colonial Sanders as the face of the company for the day with his wife, Claudia Sanders. The fast food chicken chain wanted to honor the day, celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women by shining a spotlight on their contributions to the success of KFC. And they did, you know, with Claudia being put up on, you know, instead of Colonial Sanders. How do you feel about that, Misa?
I like that. It's a good gesture. You know, also, I'm not sure if you knew, but McDonald's actually did something towards International Women's Day. And instead of having their arches as an M, they flipped it upside down.
And that's really good. I really appreciate, like, you know, even fast food joints, you know, even going the extra mile, like, acknowledging women. But you know what? I think that all food chains should do the same thing. So, like, even though, like, what McDonald's did, like, I think anyone with, like, a man, like, the spokesperson
logo,
is a man,
right?
They should switch it out with a woman. So, like, Ronald McDonald, I want to see Rhonda. Like,
I want to see Rhonda, too.
I'm like, you know, Burger King, where's the queen at? You know, I want to see Burger.
How about this? Papa John, where's Mama John?
You know what? Five guys, I want to see five girls. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I need all of these food chains to get in formation, get in line, because you know what? KFC is raising the bar.
Yeah, most definitely. But I honestly could commend definitely Malaysia KFC for taking that gesture. Because, I mean, to be honest, when I saw the picture, I said, is this Mrs. Claus? What's
Lisa, not Mrs.
But,
Claus.
But I totally get it. It's the Colonel's wife, Claudia. Big kudos to you.
Huge shout out to KFC Malaysia for, you know, taking things up a notch. Hashtag even in.
Hashtag the fast food world.
Hashtag who run the world.
Hashtag girls.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And if you're just now tuning in, listen, you're rocking with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Pleasure. As if we all could not love Chick-fil-A more. They just find more ways to give us Polynesian flavored reasons. I, for one, appreciate this, and I think others that have worked at Chick-fil-A or a Chick-fil-A chain could do the same. This beloved fast food restaurant is really making a small gesture that means so much to those employed. On their name tag in some restaurants, you can not only find the name of the person serving you, but also what that person inspires to be in life. So, for example, some may have a cashier, you know, at Chick-fil-A, and his name tag may say Frankie, but underneath it'll say future counselor, or Sarah, future educator, or mine would say Misa, future radio personality. They feel like this is a way to show support in their employees that are, you know, of course, serving them and reaching their dreams and seeing a brighter future. So what do you think about this? I think it's a nice step.
I think that's really good because, you know, everyone who work, I mean, there are people who like devote their, they feel like their mission and they want to be able to carry out the Chick-fil-A mission. Like, you know, that's like what they want to do for their lives. But there are some people who are just doing it to, you know, get by, help fund their visions, their dreams and their aspirations. So the fact that they have, you know, their name tag and then also what they're aspiring to be, I think that's really encouraging.
Yeah, I feel like that's also encouraging because I know that me personally, when I was working at Chick-fil-A, I knew that I it was a temporary job.
Right.
I wasn't going to be there forever. Now, there were a lot of employees there that had been serving for 20 years and like 15 years and 5 years. But I mean, that's what their passion lies. You know, it lied in the fast food industry and serving a Chick-fil-A chain, which was great. But I also thought that it was great that, you know, to even see that this Chick-fil-A restaurant was trying to make the fact that, oh, okay, I'm going to put what you aspire to be underneath it.
Yeah.
You never know. Somebody that could be a principal could have seen their what's underneath their name on their name tag and employ you right away.
You never know. One time, I mean, you know, you might meet a celebrity or something while you're in, like, or could help you take you to the next level. Like, that could be really beneficial for your career.
So I really appreciate that. Hashtag hello.
Hashtag welcome to Chick-fil-A.
Hashtag my name is Misa, the future billionaire.
Hashtag how may I serve you?
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag Blue Skidoo's back on TV. That's right, you heard me right. Our favorite adventurous house puppy has returned to TV. That's right, guys. Blue's Clues is coming back to Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon announced last Tuesday that it has picked up 20 new episodes of our beloved children's series with a fresh signature new look. It'll still be the same Blue's Clues, but with a modern twist, and also to follow, you know, the host of Steve, who was also on there, our beloved Steve, who was Blue's owner, and then also Joe, who was after him. They're having auditions for a new host of Blue's Clues. Now, how do you feel about Blue's Clues coming back as a whole for, like, you know, today's youngins?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. Because, you know, like, they tried to do that with Powerpuff Girls. They're not the same. They're doing it with, they did it with SpongeBob. SpongeBob looked totally different, and it wasn't even funny like it used to be.
But yeah, the new SpongeBobs are nothing like the old SpongeBob. But I will say this, I always consider what you're saying when I see all, like, the new shows, like the new Powderpuff Girls and, like, you know, the new SpongeBob and all, like, the new Fairly Odd Parents, all those types of things. But then I always think, well, it's a new generation, you know, they're into totally, like, you know, different things. Their comedy is different, you know what I mean? So don't look at me like that. You look so disappointed.
No, but I kind of am, only because, I mean, like I said before, last show, I feel like we're in the era of reboots.
Yeah, I think so too.
And not everything needs to be rebooted.
It's like everyone's, like, run out of ideas and they're just like, let's just bring back some old stuff. And it's kind of like, you know, I mean, you just, you know, put some creative time into, you know, making something. But I mean, I don't know. I'm really curious to see also how Blue's Clues is going to do, but also who the new host is going
to
be.
I think what they need to do is they need to cast a female and name her Eve.
I think, wait, what?
Steve and Eve.
Oh, okay. Well, Nickelodeon, Misa's available if you need any hiring for what to name your new host.
I'll be Eve. I'll be Eve and feed the dog. I'll do it.
She'll feed the dog. Hashtag when you use your mind.
Hashtag and bring Blue back in time.
Hashtag you can do anything.
Hashtag that you wanna do.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Oh my goodness, so much is going on, and within this time that we have with you on the air, we have 1 minute inspiration. We still are in the middle of Hot Tracks Off the Rack, and we are going to be talking to beauty blogger Chelsea Worthy very, very soon. And we gotta also talk about this conversation.
We gotta talk about it, man. It's all centered around this. What do you think should be done to find a solution to preventing school shootings? I know you have an opinion on this, so go ahead and let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But like Misa said, we're in the middle of Hot Tracks, and we got to send a huge shout out to all of our friends, our Reflection Music Group, RMG, with Doc Watson and Derek Miner and Diraj and all, because they are killing the game right now. And that here is actually one of, you know, the guys on the RMG roster right now. Here is Tony Tillman with Tell Somebody, man. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's MM Live Radio.
Let's do it, dude.
Hot Track number two.
You ain't been where I've been. You ain't seen what I seen. Boy, I was really living life like on your TV screen. Yeah. I got friends ain't making. I got Kenny saving. Yeah. And I don't really know why God bought me out of that, but he amazing. And I gotta tell somebody. I gotta tell somebody. I gotta tell somebody. I gotta tell them. I gotta tell them. I gotta tell somebody. I gotta tell somebody. I gotta tell somebody. I gotta tell them. I gotta tell them. I done seen a lot of pain. A lot of things, yeah. I done witnessed so much drama here, done probably did some damage to my brain, yeah. I done did a lot of dumb stuff, young homie running with the gang, yeah. Pull up on you where you hang, yeah. What's your color, what you claim, yeah. Young savage taking roll call, younger dumb living like it's no law. So raw, playing mind games, hoping y'all to come and take a close off. Said tripping was a no-no, do it, we gon' sleep him like he dozed off. By young Nino Brown, straight minutes tripping like he old dog. Win like a different 10-2. Threw up signs to offend dudes. Smoke a blunt, get my strength bad. Young go cool with the sensu. Lost some people I was kin to. I done seen the evil men do. Now I be counting blessings every day, man. You don't know just what I been through. You ain't been where I been. You ain't seen what I seen. Boy, I was really living life like on your TV screen. I got friends ain't making. Six, eight, 10 partners in a pen. I got 3, 4, 5 partners I won't see again. Some didn't make it past 18. Don't know what it's like to be grown. R.I.P. Joe with 17. He ain't get a chance to make it back home. I gotta tell somebody. Man, I almost killed somebody. I was just younger, hard-headed. Just trying to relive, John got it. I sat in a jail cell thinking, like, why do I feel so violent? But he done took all that from it. But some of my dogs still wildin'. And I done seen both sides. Yeah, I done seen both sides. From streets to the roadside. Now I coast by. Catch a wave like a boat ride. No lie. And boy, that's the truth. Can't tell me God is the truth. Can't say I ain't got the juice. I'm up on the roof. And I come from nothing. Boy, God is so good. And my life is the proof. You ain't been where I been. You ain't seen what I seen. Boy, I was really living life like on your TV screen. I got friends ain't making. Kenny saving, and I don't really know why God bought me out of that, but he amazing, and I gotta tell somebody, I gotta tell somebody, I gotta tell somebody, I gotta tell him, I gotta tell him, I gotta tell somebody, I gotta tell somebody, I gotta tell somebody, I gotta tell him, I gotta tell him, I gotta tell him.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro.
Hurry up, man. Come on.
Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! Yo, yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Life on the
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was another hot track off the rack with Tony Tillman. Tell somebody.
And listen, we got more new music where that came from, so make sure you keep it where you got it. But listen, man, if you happen to love any song, and I mean any song you hear on Eminem Live Radio, listen, we got you, man. Just head on over to our Twitter account, and that's at MM Live Radio, because we post the name of the song as well as the artist, because we want to get you guys hooked on all this inspirational, positive music. Check out our Twitter account, and that's at MM Live Radio.
Most definitely. We have so much still going on at this moment, man. We're going to be talking to a beauty blogger, man. She has been just trending, featured in all types of stuff.
Featured on VH1, Pop Sugar, taking literally the internet and the beauty world by storm.
Right, so we're going to be sticking with her a little bit later. Chelsea Worthy. Also, we have our Woman of Inspiration. But Mia, it's March Motivation here on the show.
It is March Motivation. You're right.
And I feel like with having what we do here at Eminem Live Radio, we're already inspirational. We really strive to live up to the motivation that we give you guys on a regular basis. Why not just kick it up a notch, you know, with it being March? Only because, you know, I feel like at the beginning of the year, everyone sets these really high goals. Of course, New Year's resolutions.
Right.
And sometimes when you get closer on down through the year,
they dwindle down a little bit.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, every now and then you need a little kick in the tail a little bit to kind of get you back on track.
True.
So I feel like with that being said, listen, you guys, all month long we're talking fitness, we're talking finances, we're talking faith, we're just talking so much to better yourself when it comes to March motivation, that I have a little March tip here for you for your finances. First of all, one of the ones that I did find was to not overwhelm yourself with financial goals to accomplish this year. You know, a lot of people say at the beginning of a year, oh, I want to buy a house, or I want to buy a car, or I want to, you know, save up this amount of money, and I also want to, you know, purchase, go on a really expensive trip. Yeah, that's all great things to have, like maybe on your vision board, but don't overwhelm yourself with huge financial goals to accomplish, because sometimes you find yourself being, you know, overwhelmed with those. So start off by setting two goals that you would like to reach and set a deadline and stick to it. Put it on your calendar, make a memo, put an alarm, whatever you have to do, just stick to that. Also, the way you should go about handling your money is taking care of your needs first, like bills, buying food, keep some to give, whether it's, you know, to a church, a charity, or an organization. And then don't forget to reward yourself. You know, sometimes I feel like, you know, we put so much money up for, you know, this person or for that bill or for this over here,
yeah,
that we forget that, oh, I'm just left with a couple of things.
Yeah, you got to separate your needs and wants. Do you need the new shoes right now?
Do you
I
need,
to buy these new clothes, but, or do I need dinner tonight? You know, do I need gas?
Right.
You know, so you really need to decipher, you know, the two. That's really good, Misa.
But there's also not a problem with just waiting a little bit. Maybe you should wait till it goes on sale.
Yeah.
You know, there's different things of that nature. And then also my last March Motivation financial tip is to do a savings challenge. I know that you do a savings challenge.
Yeah, I do a savings challenge. I know every week I save up a certain amount of money and I put it in my savings, and probably by like the end of the month I have a pretty good stack on me. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's really good to do things like that, and also having an accountability partner.
Oh, that's a good one.
Those all help also. So I mean, are those all of your tips?
Those are all of my tips that I have for you.
Those are really good, man. Make sure you guys are writing all of those down. You know, don't be afraid to save some guap for you, because you want to have all the money you can. You don't want to be spending it crazy. You want to make sure you have everything you need this year. But listen, guys, like Misa said, it's March Motivation, and we also have a great conversation going up today. It's all centered around this. What do you think should be the solution to preventing school shootings? It's been a really hot topic lately with everything that's been going on with Parkland in Florida, which was absolutely devastating. I feel like school shootings are just, I don't know, it being in a realm where like everything is like so normal, and then next thing you know, a tragedy is going on around you and you don't know what to do. Like, that can get really scary. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, everyone's been really trying to figure out what can we do to prevent this. And you know what? You guys gave some great opinions. Huge shout out to you guys for speaking your pieces on social media, giving your two cents on Instagram and Facebook. And you know what? We're going to read some of our comments that we got on Instagram for you right now.
Most definitely. At Nate the Great 404, this person says, LOL, you can't. It's not funny, but the decisions of others can't be controlled. The world can't be controlled. It is what it is. At Ayana _, she says, up to the school security, possibly placing metal detectors at the entrance and require each student to go through them. That's a good one. And we have a couple more left. At Yasmin Zhang, this person agrees with Ayana and says, if everyone entering the building had to go through a security check, it may discourage some people from trying things.
And again, guys, the question for this week is, what do you think should be the solution to preventing school shootings?
And all the way down from Florida, thanks so much for commenting, at Pastor Fitz 2017, he says, get God back in schools and allow everyone to pray and talk about him.
Listen, guys, if you still want to go ahead and comment, you can go ahead and do so. How can people comment on this?
You know how we do this, man. Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to add us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you are talking about, man. But this moment right here, as we continue the motivation, not only for March Motivation, but also here on Eminem Live Radio, we have our 1 minute inspiration. Just give us 60 seconds. 60 seconds is all that we need to give you a little pep in your step and a little encouragement in your day. And right here, right now, we got my girl Mia.
So there's a quote that I discovered not too long ago. And the quote says this: I would rather make an impact on your heart than your eyes. And I love that quote so much. And I'm gonna tell you why. It's so funny to me how there are some people out there who have nice clothes and the fancy cars and all the followers and all this popularity, but yet their attitude is trash. They're rude and they're stank and they treat people like crap. And it's so disappointing because there's actually people who think that because of their status and the things that they own, they can do and say whatever they want to any and everybody. So with that being said, I want to say this. People won't remember the nice clothes you wore and how popular you were and how many followers you had, but they will remember the impact you had on them and how you made them feel, good or bad. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with having nice things and being quote-unquote somebody, but there is something wrong thinking that you're better than everyone and then treating people any old type of way. You may not have all those material things from now, but you'll always have your character and you'll always have the quality of person that you are. So be somebody that makes everybody feel like somebody, and remember that internal speaks louder than external things.
There you have it. That was your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by Mia. Listen, if you got a bad attitude, go sit down somewhere,
baby.
Go check
yourself, man.
Check yourself. There's nothing wrong with just taking a moment, but I do agree with you, Mia. I feel like, you know, you have a better opportunity of spreading light than darkness. There's so much darkness in the world. Yeah, why be encouraging of something like that?
And material things are only temporary, so don't dwell on them, man. But listen, we're going to get back to some more new music. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to beauty blogger Chelsea Worthy, man. You do not want to miss it. But you know what? Here is Hot Track number 3. Here's brand new, the Davi remix with Life with Carter. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yo, this is Hot Track number 3.
4-3-0, yeah.
So far from home, out on my own, trying to find a glimmering glow, a hope I can know to fill me inside. Something amazing about the way every twist and turn, every single thing that keeps me on the road where I find you.
Oh, yeah, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia, from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio, and it's the moment you all have been waiting for.
That's right, Misa. Give her a camera, some makeup, trap music, and a day of editing, and she'll give you the best makeup tutorial you have ever seen.
Yes.
This ambitious woman has proved that with edge and creative ideas, you'll stand out amongst all of the rest. Along with taking the beauty world by storm, our special guest has created her own line of poppin' highlighters that are flying off the shelves, and you know what? We're going to talk to her right here. Right now, we want to welcome beauty blogger Chelsea Worthy to the show. What's going on, Chelsea?
Hi, Misa. Hi, Mia. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. Welcome to the show. We're happy that you had the chance to hang out with us here on Eminem Live Radio.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Man, I have to get into this. So let's go ahead and talk about these beauty traptorials that are literally taking the internet and the beauty industry by storm. So instead of doing the normal makeup tutorial beauty gurus do on social media, you incorporate trap music, dancing, and these super fun screen graphics on your videos. What inspired you to create these beauty traptorials?
Yes, thank you so much. I was inspired to create them actually from me really just trying to emulate, you know, the traditional makeup videos, and it never really worked out for me. I never really got the recognition that I was trying to get, and I got inspired by it because I couldn't afford the expensive equipment. I couldn't necessarily afford the backdrop and the lighting, so I taught myself how to edit and how to incorporate graphics into my videos so that they would somehow stand out in such a saturated industry.
And you definitely stand out. When I remember when I first saw them, I was like, this is nothing like I have ever seen.
It was something different.
It really was. So how does the process work? So how long does it take you to record and edit? Like, what all does it take to create a traptorial?
So it takes about a day for me to be able to film it start from finish, and about another day for me to be able to edit and add all of the graphics that I add in. I use makeup products that I find online that are actually in my makeup routine and incorporate them in the video. So I actually take the real products from the websites on their websites and incorporate them into my videos.
And I love it. Listen, you've also been getting a lot of love from your videos, I've even noticed, even from beauty guru Jackie Ina and The Shade Room. And I was so excited to even see you being featured on The Shade Room's Instagram page. How does it feel to get such a great response from everyone and your traptorials?
I feel like the response has been so overwhelming, and I'm so grateful because the outpour of love that I'm receiving has just been nonstop, and especially from huge influencers like Jackie, Alyssa Ashley. They're all incredible beauty influencers who have reached out to me and told me that they're so proud of me and they're incredible about my videos, Sierra Monet as well. So I'm really inspired by them, and I love that, you know, we can all come together and get inspired with each other.
It's something when everybody can come together. When you're in the same industry.
Yeah, and it's not a competition. Yeah. You know, everyone can uplift each other. There's, you know, room for everyone to grow. And I love that they've been giving you. I'm huge fans of Jackie and Alyssa Ashley myself. So the fact to see them, you know, even recognize you and uplift you,
it was so
great to see. But listen, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And we've got a special guest with us on the airwaves right now. That's right. Beauty blogger Chelsea Worthy is hanging out with your girls, Eminem, right now. Now, not only is Chelsea a beauty blogger, but she has owns her own makeup brand called Worthy, and she has the most pigmented highlighters I have ever seen. So, Chelsea, I want to ask you, what made you say, I'm going to start my own makeup company? What made you say that?
I actually decided to start my own makeup line because I had trouble finding a highlighter that complemented my skin, and I was spending so much money at that time, you know, on expensive highlighters. And it didn't look right on me, and it almost discouraged me when I was going to the makeup store. And I knew that other women and men who wear makeup didn't have the same issue that I did. So as well as not being sponsored by, you know, bigger makeup companies because I didn't necessarily have the exposure yet, and I couldn't, you know, really put myself out there, I decided to formulate my own line of highlighters for people of color that will accentuate our complexions as well as all other shades and different skin tones. So that, you know, it'll give options and it'll really force these makeup companies to start including darker complexions in their collections and their releases.
Yeah, because I've seen you apply your highlighter, and girl, you can see that popping from miles away. So I love seeing it. And you know what? I saw a video that you recently posted on your Instagram, and it inspired me so much, which was another reason why we wanted to have you on the show, is because I love that you said how, you know, the beauty, you weren't getting the PR boxes and the expensive, you know, makeup sponsorships. Trips, sponsorships and all that. So you, instead of for waiting for someone to give you an opportunity, you created an opportunity yourself. And I think that is just so inspiring to so many people who want to go out and do their own thing. But you know what, Chelsea, before you go, it's March Motivation here on the show. So where we, you know, we inspire our listeners all month long. Do you have any words of encouragement with everything you've been through, any words of encouragement that you can give our listeners?
Absolutely. I would just want to encourage any aspiring content creators or anyone who wants to get into the industry that no matter what you're told no a million times, never give up on yourself, because eventually you'll be noticed.
There you have it, you guys. Chelsea, thank you so much for talking with us here on M&M Live Radio. And real quick, give everyone who's tuned in your website and social media so that they can stay up with you and Worthy Cosmetics.
Awesome. Okay, so my Instagram handle is at WVRTHY. You guys can check out my startup illuminating powders at WVRTHY.com.
Listen, guys, make sure you're following Chelsea on all social media. And, guys, check out her makeup company. And she has some of the best highlighters out right now. Go to at WVRTHY.com.
Man, I'm so excited that we got a chance to talk to you. Chelsea, you're such an inspiration. And we really enjoyed having you on the show. We wish you nothing but the best for you, girl. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Musa Mia. Have a great day. Happy Sunday.
Thanks so much. You too, man. Listen, to everyone who's still tuned in, I really hope y'all are inspired by Chelsea's ambition and drive. I know that I am, Mia. Are you?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Listen, remember that you don't have to compromise who you are to fit in. Stay true to who you are, because there's beauty in that.
And you know what? Here's a song that talks all about that, man. Here's Masterpiece by Mona Lisa by Jasmine Sullivan. Listen, keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio.
Now, as they used to this race, I'm feeling exposed, but I can't hide no more. I can't hide. As the sun shines on all of my glory, my flaws don't look so bad at all. What was I so afraid of? Every part of me is a vision of a portrait of Mona, Mona Lisa. Every part of me is beautiful, and I finally see I'm a work of art, a masterpiece. Tried so long to find, filling my head with lies that I'm not good enough. Then I heard something in my ear tell me I'm perfect, now that I know the truth. Time to show and prove. Every part of me is a vision of a portrait of Mona, Mona Lisa. I'm a work of art, a masterpiece. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And I see the pretty colors.
sing that song, Jasmine. You are beautiful. Listen, my name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was Jasmine Sullivan with Masterpiece, Mona Lisa. Man, that song just speaks.
If you're just listen, if you're just now tuning in, man, you just missed a really good conversation we had with beauty blogger Chelsea Worthy. She is so inspiring to me.
So
like her
sweet.
Ambition and drive, and
yes.
Like the fact that she stands out amongst all other like beauty gurus and makeup tutorials, like that's dope.
Yeah, yes, absolutely amazing. But the thing is, one thing that I took away from the interview was the fact that she said that there were a lot of people that were not sponsoring her. Like she wasn't getting the recognition that she felt like she deserved.
Yeah.
So instead of waiting for someone to give her an opportunity, she created her own lane.
Or the fact that she even felt a need for highlighters for women of color because she felt like there was none out there. She created one herself. You know what I'm saying? Like everything she was saying was just pure gold. Make sure you guys are following Chelsea on all social media at WVRTHY on all social media.
Yes, most definitely. Listen, you guys, this conversation is popping off the hinges. Absolutely insane, you guys. It's been this has actually been the topic for the past couple of months, if you will.
I mean, yeah, because I mean with the Parkland shooting, what happened in that high school in Florida, it's a lot has been going on, so we have to talk about this here on Eminem Live Radio. What do you think should be the solution to preventing school shootings? And we still got some more comments to read, right, Misa?
Yes, on Instagram, man. You guys are going in. @_lavish, this person says security and metal detectors. They have them in urban schools. Why not have them in regular schools? I hear you.
Yep,
@Ari_Bergs, this person says no one should have access to automatic rifles, and there should be more thorough screening, before one is allowed to purchase a gun.
And again, guys, the question for this week is, what do you think should be the solution to preventing school shootings?
@_almost_normal_, this person says stricter gun control laws. The age limit should be increased. You have to have mental and physical fitness tests done to even be considered to own a gun.
Listen, guys, we got so many comments. Listen, for the sake of time, we can't get to all of them. But listen, we thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. But we love hearing your responses. So go ahead and still comment on all social media, on Instagram and Twitter @MMLiveRadio. But of course, you guys know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So Misa, what do you think should be the solution to preventing school shootings?
I think that it's a two-person thing. It's a two-part, if you will, only because I mean I do feel like the NRA, the National Rifle Association, we should definitely try to figure out what we can do as far as these gun control laws.
Yeah,
you know, just raising the age isn't going to do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be a crazy 51-year-old
You're right.
That's eligible to purchase a gun and still, you know, use it improperly. For one, why do you even need a gun like that to take out animals, to take out humans? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But also, we have to also protect our kids. I would hate, and it really broke my heart to even hear the victims' parents, you know, standing on the news in front of the cameras, just talking about how I just saw my baby earlier today, you know, or I just sent her to school and I didn't know that was going to be my last time even seeing them. That's heartbreaking.
We should be
doing everything in our power to make sure that all our kids wanting to do is go to school, they come back from school too.
Yeah, and that could scar us, like, you know, students for life. You know, just think of, you're just going to school thinking it's a regular day and then you're hearing gunshots. Like, that's scary.
It's so sad.
You know what I'm saying? So the fact that everyone, I feel like another day can't go by without nothing being done. You know, I feel like the conversation is leading to, you know, with us keep talking about it will help, you know, make a difference with, you know, the NRA, like you were saying. So you basically say that you think we should talk to the NRA.
Yes.
And like instead of just raising the age, maybe do like more thorough background checks, let it be a longer process to get,
yeah,
like, you know, get guns.
Yeah most definitely. And I also feel like also we need to put the metal detectors in the schools.
I think that's a really good idea, because I mean a couple of people said that, and I do, that's really honest. I mean because if you make one way that people can only enter in the school, and you have, whether you're a student, teacher, visitor, janitor, or whatever you are, you have to go through this metal detector. You know, even if you want to come in and drop something off, you have to, just for the kids' safety in the school. And also, I mean, my personal opinion on the question, along with the metal detectors thing, like, I know in high schools and, like, you know, where we're living, there are police officers there.
I
think there should also, in even elementary schools, pre-K, like, I think, because you never know. When Sandy Hook, that was an elementary school where that happened. So, I mean, I think just to make kids feel safe and, you know, to be able to have someone, an armed force on, you know, standby, have them in all the schools.
Why not? You know, I feel like that's a good solution to the problem. That's one step in the right direction. I do remember that our president was on television and he mentioned that his solution would be to arm teachers, faculty, and staff. I feel like that would not be a good solution, only because just recently there was a teacher
in Dalton High School in Dalton, Georgia.
Yeah, in Dalton, Georgia, who just started firing off. And this person was eligible to carry a gun.
Yeah.
However, why do you need to shoot anyone in a school?
You know, this whole situation and the thought of all of these things can be really, like, you know, scary. You know, you could really be afraid to even, like, go out in the world. But you know what? This being March Motivation, we really just want to encourage you guys. I know for me personally, I don't want to, because ever since I was hearing all of these shootings, even what happened in, like, Las Vegas at that concert that one time, I think that was last year.
Or even in Orlando.
You know, you can get really terrified, but I don't want for anyone because of this to walk in fear of, like, anywhere you're going. You're always looking over your shoulder and you're paranoid. Like, no, just know that you're always covered. You know, continue to pray for our nation, you know?
Yes.
I mean, prayer works, man. So, I mean, if you got to speak something over your workplace or over your school and just say a quick prayer, you pray for their protection, and then you know that nothing will go wrong. You know, things like that can work, but, you know, don't be afraid of bad things to always happen around. Don't be hopeful for things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Just always, like Mia said, you know, keep our nation in your prayers. And just know that us here at M&M Live Radio, we love every single person that love and support us, comment. Even if, you know, those people that haven't even listened to our show yet, we're still covering you guys in prayer as well.
Yeah, we are, man. Listen, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. If you still want to go ahead and comment and join in, go ahead and do so on Instagram and Twitter at M&M Live Radio. And let us know, what do you think should be the solution to preventing school shootings?
You already know it, man. We have to actually close out the show soon, but I feel like we can go out with a bang. Throw the confetti, Mia. Shoot the fireworks.
Throw the confetti around. So here is Confetti by Sierra White. Hot track number 4. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
This is something new.
Hot track number 4.
Bump this.
Gotta keep myself in check sometimes, 'cause I tend to dream real big sometimes. The fancy outfits and sparkly words, my name and lights of people lined up at the doors. But I gotta remember to take it one step at a time, 'cause people seem to think that you'll be happier once you reach the top. You'll have it all, but I'm living for right now, 'cause what if tomorrow never comes? I'm not waiting, I'm not waiting for the confetti to fall. Just sit around and wait for my life to start. I can make a difference, put a little happiness in someone's heart. The fancy cars, glitter and the fame, it's all nice, but it won't be worth a thing. Love is bigger, so I'm stand up for love, yeah. People seem to think that you'll be happier once you reach the top. You'll have it all.
That was hot track number 4. That was Confetti, originally sung by Tori Kelly, but the version you just heard was by Sierra White. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia from You Already Know. It's M&M Live Radio.
You know it. Be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at M&M Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at M&M Live Radio.
Yes, and we really hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Just remember that you can still give us your opinions on this week's question.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us, what do you think should be the solution to preventing school shootings?
Huge shout out goes out to beauty blogger, the one and only Chelsea Worthy, for hanging out with us this week. To watch more of her beauty trap tutorials, follow her on Instagram at WVRTHY. Make sure you go check out also Chelsea's collection of Stardust highlighters at www.wvrthy.com. MMTHY.com.
And tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because March Motivation continues here on Eminem Live Radio.
Plus, one of our listeners wrote to us and they're in need of some advice, and we're going to give it all to them on the air, man. Don't miss next week's Dear Eminem Letter.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So you know what? Make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit when it's due.
You know what? Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by Kevin Buchanan, our guy Eli, and the big boss himself, Dante.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And the executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right, turn up, because that's not an option.
Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Listen, do not wait for Eminem Live Radio to give you inspiration and motivation. Do not be afraid to encourage yourself in moments that you feel like you are in your darkest moments, okay? We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Whoop. You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah.